This will be the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for March 25th.
Calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary. For participation, all licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in phase, please state if you have questions for the net. We'll also ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and release the mic button like this. So you can listen to ensure that no one else is called at the same time that you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and note that if you have a comment or question for the net. I will begin to take check-ins now. This is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. Please come now.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, Kevin, located in Norwich, Connecticut.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, Sims, City of Pratt. No questions.
This is Kilo Charlie 1 Kilo Lima Whiskey Jerry in Preston.
Here is Whiskey 1 Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey Chuck in Groton. Good evening.
This is November Kilo 1 Victor Steve Coventry. No questions.
All right, well, good call up. Got K6PDG, KC1TWR, KC1KLW, W1FJW, and NK 1 Victor. And of course, nobody has any questions tonight. So that means you're going to be subject to whatever I come up with. So, does anyone want to change their answer?
Oh, sure, why not? Okay, 6PDG.
Okay, I've got stuff to talk about here, but Kevin, go ahead. I know you always have a question about something, so hopefully we can come up with an answer, or at least enough to confuse you so that you won't ask that question again. So with that, this is the TIPSnet. This is your net control K1DCT, KA6PDG. Go ahead with your question.
Well, thanks, Dave, and good evening to all. And, Dave, you always come up with interesting stuff, too, so let you off the hook. I think we need to hear what you... But anyway, to answer Net Control's question, which, of course, is good net operating procedure, so I'll do it. Two things I were kind of running around in my mind. Number one, I guess this might be the easy one, or maybe it's the difficult one. Next Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, is April 1st, which would be the first net of April and would also be, oh, what do they call it? April Fool's Day. No, not Dave's birthday. April Fool's Day. And I know Tim is going to want to know if we want to pick a primary topic for next week. The other thing that was on my little brain was, and I don't know if we've done something like this on the net before, but what is something related to amateur radio? It doesn't have to be on the air, but something amateur radio-ish or related to amateur radio that you've always wanted to do and haven't yet. You know, it might be a rig that you want to own. It might be a project you want to get to. It might be a tower you want to build. It might be any number of things, or a book you want to read about amateur radio. It could be anything. Just, as a for instance, I've always wanted to operate amateur radio from an iceberg, and I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be funny. I think it would be cool, because I don't think it's ever been done before, but it would take a lot of logistics and a lot of financing, and I think you'd want to have a lawyer on your board of directors. I've also always wanted to operate HF from a boat, and I've also always wanted to operate HF from a train. So those are my little wishes that come to mind. K6PDG, back to net control.
Okay, a little ham radio wish list. I like that. And April Fool's, I don't know if I received, I'm sure I received April's QSP. And I probably haven't looked at it too well, but it used to be, anyway, always some sort of fictitious, I won't call it a story, some fictitious technical article in there that, you know, at first kind of grabs you and then you realize it's a farce. But anyway, and you are correct, that next Wednesday is not my birthday. So, yeah, interesting things. Iceberg, yeah, that's, I don't know. I'm not a cold weather person, but HF from a boat, that's certainly doable, and from a train, I don't see why not, but I'll save my odd experience, looking forward to an odd experience with amateur radio. I'll save my comments for when we get back around. So let's go to KC1TWR. Any comments on Kevin's upbringings? And I don't mean how he was brought up. K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Thank you, Dave. Good question. April 1st, one of the thoughts that I've been rattling around in my brain was, what kind of April Fool's items have been out there concerning amateur radio? That would make for some good stories for next week. Or maybe something is a better idea for April 1st. It will be 4-1-2020. As far as always wanted, my deepest desire is to be able to talk to one of my children on the amateur radio, but I have not yet been able to convince them to get an amateur radio license. I have been badgering them, but I have been dropping hints every time that I see them in one form or another. So, as a matter of fact, one of the first time I actually did a portable setup was at my daughter's town in North Carolina. Borrowed an antenna from an inverted V from Bill, KWC, and had a good time on that. I love her porch. That was good. Beyond that, I don't know. Too many things that I really would like, but as far as what bubbles up to the top, to be able to talk to some relative. And Kevin, now's the time. With global warming, there's plenty of space for the trip. Just have to find a scientific survey party going out to one of them. Back to Night Control, KC1TWR.
All right, Tim, just as a note, you're readable, but a lot of egg frying on you. You're a little weak, but we're understandable. But so let's see what Jerry, and probably I'm going to say the newest ham in the group here so far. What are your biggest ham radio hopes and dreams? KC1KLW, this is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Good evening, Dave. K1DCT, this is Jerry, KC1KLW in Preston. My biggest hopes is to continue on with my progress in leveling up in my licenses for ham radio. So I'm on that quest, and I also am on a quest to get a base station that is like, the biggest wham daddy base station I can get within my budget. So I'm looking at radios. This is the one that goes in my car. The one I'm talking from now is transmitting now is from my car. Let me reset. And then I want to get a base station that will do all kinds of different contacts out there all over the world. So that will be my next. That's one of my goals. All right, KC1KFW, back to net.
All right. Well, yeah. Looking forward to moving up the license chain, and there's a lot of good radios out there, Jerry. Depends, what you want to do. I've been very happy with my ICOM 7300. It does not do 2 meters, so you have to do something else for that. But 160 through 6. So anyway, let's see what Chuck has on his list for either a comment about what we should do for April Fool's next week, where he'd like to operate from, or something he'd like to operate, some sort of piece of equipment. W1FJW, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Well, what I'd like could be a tower with an elevator in it, so you could just jump in the elevator, push a button, and go up to the level of where the antenna was that needed servicing, so that you wouldn't have to wouldn't have to climb a tower and get into all the harnesses and worry about falling. That would be my first thing on the wish list. Second thing is I wish somebody else would pay for it. But right now, I guess I'm trying to decide whether I should replace my old Yaesu 897 with a Kenwood TS-590. So I'm on the fence about that one. There's a lot to be said for either one, and hopefully I'll make up my mind before they change the models, and I'll have another whole set of things to worry about. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, Chuck. Yeah, no, that's a great idea. You know, I know they have those hazer things that you can put on a tower to at least lower the antenna so you're not dangling up there by a string. But the elevator would be nice, because that would be a very substantial tower. And good thoughts. And especially the second part about someone else to pay for it. let's see what Steve has on his April Fool's list, or his ultimate ham adventure. NK1V, K1DCT in the tips net.
NK1V. Let me see. Nothing really on the mind for April Fool's. I don't know if it's me, if I'm transmitting it at all, but I'm getting some noise off the repeater, but it may just be me. I have all kinds of things going on here. CW, I'd like to learn and be somewhat fluent in CW. I've made a stab at learning some of it, and I will get back to it. It's just time does not permit with things going on and everything. So that's really where I'm lacking and what I miss. I'd like to be able to especially get into some QRP stuff on an iceberg. That's also a really great idea, and now my head is spinning because I'm thinking about all the the park stuff I do, and I'm actually working on a more portable, quicker to set up go kit that is actually somewhat weather resistant, and my wife being from Newfoundland, I have a lot of experience with seeing icebergs and talk about icebergs and stuff, and geez, it's endless, the possibilities. Let me reset. Also, I think that Tim had mentioned family and stuff. Especially with all that's going on, and the unrest in the world and stuff. I have a son in Central New York, and with my grandson and wife and all that stuff. And they're doing fine and all that, but it's very easy. I have several new friends that are great people that live in that area and even further, all over the country. We all do, and it would be trying to get through to him how cool it would be if I could just, at the right time of day and just get on the right frequency and just say hi, and no matter what else is going on in the world, still be able to make that communication. But as I was when I was young, there's all kinds of bigger, better things going on, and I guess I don't really feel the need, because it would be kind of cool, because I know he's perfectly capable of it. But, and if I do score some kind of deal to get on an iceberg, Kevin, I will definitely call you, and you will be in charge of the food. Back to net. NK1B.
All right, Steve. Yeah, no, interesting. Yeah, the QRPCW, that was one of my passions. I don't operate it very much anymore, but I do on field day and that kind of stuff, so it's fun stuff. Let's see, let me make a couple of comments here about family. Actually, my brother has his ham license, his tech license. Lives about 5 miles from me. I think we've talked on the radio once, and I don't think he's turned it on since. So maybe it's just me, but he doesn't seem to really have the interest. I'm not even sure what led him to finally do it, because he only got his license a couple of years ago. What else? Oh, yeah, the iceberg, not for me. I'm not a cold weather person. But I would like to be on a real D expedition. And in the latest QSD, they have the Galapagos. That would be, you know, to be invited on something like that would be fantastic, you know, for the to see the place and to operate and be the pileup instead of trying to dive into the pileup. That would certainly be a lot of fun. So we've gone through the list one time. Let's put out another call, see if there are further stations like to check in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet that have been waiting patiently. Please come now with your call sign slowly and phonetically. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November, Bob in Oakdale. Good evening.
Kilo 1, Echo Mike Delta, read in full sender.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Whiskey Bravo, Ross Ledger.
Very good. Net recognizes K1RMN, Bob. K1EMD, Reed. Good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. And welcome to one of our newest hams, KC1MWB. Good evening, Russ. We've been chatting so far. Hopefully you've been listening. If not, just talking about next week's net, which is April Fool's. So it's also the first weekend of the month, net of the month. We usually have some sort of topic picked out ahead of time rather than willy-nilly like what's going on presently. And also Kevin brought up the fact about what's your big dreams for amateur radio. Some place to operate, some rig to operate. So, Bob, you're up. K1RMN, K1DCT, in the TipsNet.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is K1RMN. Wow, things I want to do in amateur radio. So many of them, but I'm with you on the D expedition. I mean, we've been out to Flat Hammock. Didn't get a lot done out there except have a good time, but I think a D expedition would be a really awesome, one, vacation, two, experience to get out there and try and do that type of a thing with a group of guys would be a whole lot of fun. But more practical, the big thing on my horizon is I'd really like to make a 160-meter antenna. That's a really long piece of wire, and I got to find enough trees far enough apart and high enough that it would be worthwhile. But I really do like to listen to the guys down there at night. They've got a lot of good technical conversations, and I'd like to be able to chat with them and not be out there on the fringes. The 7300 tunes it in, but they can immediately tell that I'm way, way out there. So close enough for me, I'd like to really try and make that 160-meter antenna. We'll look for a cheap place to go do a de-expedition there, Dave, and see what we can do. This is K1 Armin sending it back to net control.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I'm in someplace warm. That's all I ask. I'm not going someplace where I gotta pack a lot of clothes. I want shorts and t-shirts. So let's see what Reed has to say, and if you've got something else you'd like to bring up or curious about, now's the time also. K1EMD, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
K1EMD, good evening, Dave, and the net. My one at the moment is just to try to see if I can get some type of a tower up. I'm just wondering if anybody has any recommendations of a tilt over, maybe 30, 35 foot. I have a limited lot. Just looking for any comments. Back to that. A1 EMD.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll go back down through the list. Maybe somebody's got some recommendations. I have a tower. It's not a tiltover, and it's 40 feet, and it have enjoyed hanging antennas off of there of various types for a long time. Tiltover is very nice because, much like Chuck mentioned, you know, you can cuts down on the climbing bit, which doesn't get any more fun as you increase in age. So, alrighty, let's see what Russ has to say. Welcome to the net. Glad to at least hear you getting on the air. KC1 MWB, K1 DCT in the tips net.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for the welcome. Really, we're just starting out, so everything that we do is new and exciting, and really the biggest thing I'm trying to figure out is how to work all the features on the nice new radio. Back to control, KC1, MWB.
Ah, yes, yes, in the beginning, there was so many questions, you didn't know which ones to ask. And, of course, radios today do have so many features that you might want to keep that manual real handy for quite some time. So, let's see. I'll take another quick break here, see if there's any other stations looking to check into the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is your net control. K1 Delta Charlie Tango, my name is Dave. Come with your call signs now. All right, well, back to the top of the list. Kevin, you heard everybody else's comments. You have anything to add? Or, you're getting your muckalucks out so you can stand on that iceberg. K6PDG, K1DCT in the tips net.
All right, Dave, and welcome to the newcomers, and especially to Russ. By the way, Russ, they're probably on whatever radio you have, there's a YouTube video or two out there that you can watch. Although, I do watch stroke listen to YouTube videos sometimes, but my experience has been some of them are very good and others are not so good. And others, the person doing them might be very smart, but they have a foreign accent and they talk so fast you can't understand them. But YouTube is a resource, potentially. Let's see here. So what do I want to add or subtract? On the April Fools, it's funny you mentioned what QSC Magazine does. I'd forgotten about that. And that was sort of my idea, was we could tell stories, and the other folks on the net would have to determine whether they're true or false. Other than that, I don't have any April Fools ideas that are legal, anyway. and the other thing that I would really like to do would be to have an active station on 6 meters. The rig I have will do 6 meters, but I don't have a tuner that'll do 6 meters, and I don't have a 6 meter antenna. And I'm not really itching right now because I know 6 meters hasn't been that great. People say that it's better in the summertime and that sunspots don't hurt. I did borrow a 6-meter FM rig from a friend years ago. He let me borrow it for about a year or so, and then he had to move. I think he moved to Florida. And that was FM only, but I had a lot of fun with it. In fact, it was FM simplex only. It was an old crystal rig, but I enjoyed that. I think, and even getting on AM and single sideband and stuff on 6 meters. So that's another one of my wish things. And I probably had something else I wanted to say, but I doubt it was all that important. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, Kevin. Yes. Well, 6 meters. When the time is right, 6 meters is, could be a good band. I know in solar cycles past, I had a 6 meter transverter. And it puts out 10 watts. Put out 10 watts, and I had a little sloper dipole hung off my. One end attached to the tower and the other one out to the shed just to keep it in place because the 6 meter antenna is not very large, but with that sloper dipole and 10 watts I worked all over the U.S. It was a blast, and I know there's still some activity up there, but mostly it's people that have skeds and so forth, so. But someday it'll come back. So Tim, anything else to add to the conversation this evening about anything we've talked about? Towers, April Fools, floating on an iceberg, KC1 PWR, K1 DCT.
I've been copiously making notes here. I also boosted my power a bit, so hopefully I'll be more readable. Plus, I'll try and enunciate a little bit better. Chuck WNFJW, you're talking about towers. Got me thinking about those streetlights, the ones where they have a circle of lights up the very top. These are the very tall ones. I've seen on the highways, I think, as they get closer to Boston. But anyhow, there's a ring that's larger than the diameter of the pole that they can, I guess there's a cable up through the center of the pole of the tower, and it's a pipe cylindrical type tower, and they can lower it down, and the ring comes down on the outside of the pole to, I guess, all the way to the ground. But I don't know what latches it up at the top to hold it in place, and I wonder if anybody's ever tried to do something similar to that. I don't know if that would work out or not. As far as the 160-meter antenna, Bob, that's good. You might have to talk to neighbors on both sides of you to get something like that up, but I'm sure you'll find a way. You're a determined person. Reed, K1EMD, I have no clue as far as towers go, so I wish I could help you out on that tilt-over tower, but I can't. Let's see. Oh, I was going to mention to Russ, KC1MWD, if you let us know what make and model radio you have, you never know. Somebody in listening or somebody one of the clubs might already have one and already have some answers for you, or be able to give you some answers to any questions you have, or give you some advice on things that they've learned. And with that, I'll go back to Dave, K1DCT from KC1TWR.
All right, Tim, good comments. Let's go see what Jerry has. Maybe he's got a rig all picked out by now, and maybe a tower to go with it. KC1KLW, this is K1DCT and the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet.
Well, boy, yeah, I have something picked out. I don't know if I'd be able to get it right away. I'm looking at the IC7851. Maybe I'm shooting way above my level, but boy, does that look good. I'm looking at all the specific information on it, and there's just so much in there. It looks like a good Christmas present, or a birthday present, or a Father's Day present. Anyway, let's hope somebody hears me out there. KC1KLW, back to net.
All right, well, good luck with that, Jerry. I've got it pulled up here on the interweb, as Tim would say, and there's a lot of buttons, and a pretty fancy price tag to go with it. So, but maybe somebody will come through for you. Chuck, any comments for anything we've talked about so far? W1FJW, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Well, as far as operating from an iceberg, you know, ice is a pretty good insulator. So getting a good ground could be a problem. For one of the things we could talk about next week would be a project Ray Sun's been working on for a while that I think will resurrect again. The Black Ops group at Ray Sun had come up with a saleable product, and for years it's been on the back shelf, but now that the auction's canceled, lack of incoming funds might force us into breaking this out of hibernation and marketing this product again. We'll have to see. We'll see what happens next week. W1FJW.
All right, well, you got my interest piqued up. Black Ops in Raycon. That's sounds interesting. Steve, any additional comments about anything we've talked about? I know you just put up some sort of tower, so maybe you have some information for that might steer Reed in some direction that would help him on his quest, or anything else we've poked at tonight. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet, over to NK1V.
NK1V. Yeah, I'm in the midst of a tower project I'm actually pretty excited on because I'm somewhat ahead of schedule thanks to the weather, but slowed down a little bit, just waiting for some weather to clear up again. But one bit of advice is that I have a tilt-down tower. It's only it's an off-brand. It's similar to like the Ron 25, and it will tilt down, which is nice because I'm not climbing. But one comment I'll have is that whatever your budget you believe to be, try if once you figured everything out, just go ahead and double that. And the time you think it'll take you when you come up with that, at least double that. And the help you think you're going to get, cut that about in half, and your expectations will be perfect. And I can't wait to get this thing in the air. And I had another comment. Oh, let me reset. It's kind of a ham radio, kind of related to the ham radio thing and the questions, and someone was talking about rigs and stuff. One of the, my first HF rig was a FT-101 EE, and with the help of my Elmer and stuff, that's pretty much how I figured all this stuff out, and it was a lot of, radios like that are a lot of work to get on the air, and I had some really cool contacts, and but one thing it did do is, one, gave me a thorough understanding of all those questions, and it also gave me a great appreciation of the modern radios. And by modern, I'm talking about a 756 Pro, which is not really modern to some, but significantly much more modern than like the older 101s. And even the newer ones, like my 7100 stuff, they just, you really appreciate all how far the technology has come. Back to Net and K1B.
All right, very good, Steve. I had to contain my laughter here, only because everything you said is true. You know, as far as what it costs and how much help you're going to get and everything else. That it does seem to go that way. Hopefully, Reed takes that all into under consideration. Let's get out and see what Bob has to say. He wants his 160 antenna. Yeah, it's a lot of wire. I have an inverted V here that's cut for 160. It's fed with ladder line, so I could have probably cut it shorter, but you know, more wire is better. So each leg being 120 feet, but you know, got the space and might as well use it. So I know there are some shortened verticals out there too. I'm not sure how that would serve your purpose, but I'm sure there's a way. K1RMN, this is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN. Oh yeah, I'm not too worried about it. The distance is not a problem. I got plenty of acreage out here, so that's not a problem. Height is the biggest thing. I can get it maybe 50, 60 feet, if I'm lucky, up in the air, and most of this stuff tells you that you want it a whole lot higher than that, but it'll probably work at that height. And then I just need to get some feed line and run it back up to the house, but maybe sometime this summer. The other thing on my list is I just want to make a potato gun, just to make one, and if I get that going, then I'll have something to play with to shoot some lines and things. I've seen the master do it. Chuck came up and helped me put my infed up, so I've seen how he does it, and I just want something that I can shoot over the neighbor's house and the neighbors in the neighbor's house. So we'll see what happens with that, but yeah, that's kind of on my list. I did a quick search on towers, and there's a whole lot of plans out there if you're mechanically inclined and you want to make one. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's the Rhones, different ones if you want. They all get expensive. And don't forget that hole in the ground that you fill with concrete to hold the thing up, that's not exactly cheap either. And a bit of work doing that one. So good luck with that. I'm sure we'd all love to have a nice big tower, but we'll have to see what we can do with that. I don't think I have anything else. I'll be looking and thinking about something for April Fools and Ham Radio. That sounds like an interesting one for the future here. This is K1RMN. Back to net.
All right, Bob. Very good. Yes, we've talked before about potato guns, and when this whole dilemma is over, we'll get together and I'll show you what I put together. And powered by hairspray. So let's get out and see if Reed has all his questions answered about towers. And particularly, I would say heed everything that Steve said. K1 EMD, K1 DCT, and the TIPSnet.
K1 DCT, K1 EMD. Yes, I certainly listened and took up the heat. I do have access to the equipment. Concrete's not a problem. Just looking to see if anybody knew what was a decent tilt-over, tip-over. I have a friend that has a 75-foot bucket truck, so that's not going to be a problem. So it's on the back burner. I have to get my daughter married first in December 20 in Cabo, so things are in the back burner for the moment. Back to that, K1 EMD.
All right, Reed. Yeah, oh yeah, got priorities. Understand. let's see what Russ is. What kind of questions we might have stirred up, or confusion we've caused. KC1 MWB, K1 DCT in the TIPSnet.
So far we've been able to more or less keep up. Now what we did is we went out and got a FTM 400 radio, and kind of thought process was there is, you know, try to buy once, cry once sort of aspect, but obviously it's a feature fold radio, so YouTube has been rather helpful in the simplex and some of the repeater sites all programmed into it, but you know, I have to start tackling some of the other features, and first we've got to get down what we've already got plugged in to get that working right, and so far so good, everything seems to be working good. So, back to the net, KC1, MWB.
All right, Russ, so I just brought that up here so I could see what that was. I wasn't familiar with it. Yeah, nice dual-band looking radio. I'm sure the easiest way to get that thing programmed is with a computer. So I don't know if it comes with the software or if Chirp, which is a popular program out there that interfaces with a lot of stuff. So many of these newer radios, to sit and poke at them is time-consuming and frustrating. So get it hooked up to a computer and be able to get things in there a lot quicker. So that's my recommendation anyway. And looking at the clock here, I think we'll move into... we'll make one more call. Anyone else who's out there like to check into the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club? TipsNet, please come now. This is your net control, K1 at Delta, Charlie Tango. All right, then we'll move into the second section, which is announcements and items of interest. Is someone out there have something they'd like to announce to the net? Please call now.
K1RMN with an announcement.
All right, very good, Bob. Go ahead with your announcement. K1RMN, K1DCT, and the tips net.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN. Thank you very much. I just want to let everybody know that tuned in tonight that every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is now holding a wellness net. Starts about 1300 and goes for 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many check-ins we have. And it really is, it's just a net so that we can check in, see how everybody's doing, a place to talk about what's going on during this little health crisis we're dealing with. And if anybody needs some help, has any issues, we're all there to figure out if there's something we can do to help each other out. So if you have the opportunity in the afternoons, we're on the Salem repeater, the same one right here, and Chuck N1CN is kind enough to hook his radio up so that we can echolink into the same repeater and broaden our area. So if you have the time, please check in. We'd love to have you come in. It's K1RMN. Back to net.
All right, Bob, yes, thanks for bringing that up. It's a fun little net, and yeah, it is just you know, a place to go during after lunch and see what's happening. Is there any other announcements out there that, besides, in case anyone didn't know, the Raycon auction has been postponed, canceled, however you want to look at it. Are there any other announcements for the TipsNet? This is your net control, K1DCT.
KC1PWR.
All right, Tim, go ahead with your announcement. KC1PWR, K1DCT, and the TipsNet.
Just making sure everyone's aware who's a member of Aries. Hopefully you're a member of groups.com. I believe it's ctaries@groups.io. But in the announcement feature of it, Mike, WACY, sent out an announcement. at Aries' annual meeting that was going to be at the Southern Tips Hamfest, which has been canceled. Hamfest has been canceled. Will take place this Sunday at 11 a.m. using a computer conferencing system called Microsoft Teams. So he sent out a link to it. If you don't have it, I can forward it to you. Or if you sign up and get on nightgroups.io for Connecticut Aries, you can get the link yourself. But I just wanted to remind everybody about that. This Sunday, 11 a.m. Back to K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, Tim, email link gone out yet? Because I have not seen it. Go ahead.
Yes, it did, and I will forward you a copy if you wish. I am looking very quickly to see if I see when it went out, but it was earlier today that it went out.
All right, because I did join that IO group, but maybe it didn't go out to everyone in the group. Maybe it just went to, more leadership people.
Just make sure you signed up for the announce group, announced at ct-aries.groups.io. The email went out from that address at 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. So in the subject line, it should have in brackets CT-Aries, close bracket, and then CT-Aries statewide virtual meeting would be the subject line. And it came from Mike Walters, WACY, via groups.io, and that was sent to the announce at CT-AriesGroups.io. If you did not get that, go back into that group and make sure you signed up for the announce. There's three different parts of the CT-Aries. You guys signed up for the announce. In the meantime, I'll forward it to you and to anyone else that would like it. Back to KC1TWR.
Okay. I'll have to go back in there and see what I signed up for. All right, then. Are there any further announcements? This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. I'm getting a little tired. My mouth's getting tired. And any further announcements for the Tipsnet? This is K1DCT, your net control.
K1 RMN with an additional announcement.
All right, Bob, go ahead. K1 RMN, K1 DCT, and the Tipsnet.
K1 DCT, K1 RMN. Yes, the April meeting for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, we've been chatting about that today, and we are going to hold it on the air, much like Raison did with their meeting. We'll get a notice out to everybody. I believe it's going to end up being on the Salem repeater again, but I want to make sure everything's finalized, but just to let everybody know that we will have a meeting, it will be on the air, and I look forward to folks attending, and keep an eye out on our webpage, and we'll update everybody, and we'll make announcements at all the local nets as well when we get that finalized, probably sometime tomorrow. K1 RMN, back to net.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, we got to keep plugging along here with whatever we can do. So let's move into the third section. Is anyone looking to sell, swap, or seeking some sort of amateur-related item? Please call now. This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet.
KA6PDG. A couple of items for sale.
KC1TWR. Only one item.
All right, Kevin, go ahead with your items.
Thank you, Nat. Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf in Norwich. And I have The MC60 desk microphone, it's the one I was using on 2 meters for a while, which works very good. I also have, I believe it's the SM30 that I was using on HF, the SM30 mic, or maybe it's SM50. Anyway, I have 2 good ham radio microphones in almost new condition, like new condition, because I only used them for like 6-9 months. And now I have a different setup. So I have a couple of microphones. I also have a HF tuner. And I forgot the model number. It's the one that I got with the 706. Tim might remember what it is. Anyway, if anybody's interested in a tuner or a microphone or two, get a hold of me. And I will donate 10% of whatever I realize from these items to the Raison Club in lieu of their annual auction. That's the word I was looking for. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin. Sounds like some good items, and very generous of you to give back in these strange times. Tim, go ahead with your item, KC1TWR, K1DCT in the tip set.
Okay, first off, Kevin, that was an LZG 90-100 tuner. It's an auto tuner. You can press the button. It does this thing behind the background. It stores a certain number of memories, if you will. But it's an LZG 90-100, specifically made for ICE. Okay, I have found myself with 2 DMR radios, and I've decided that I don't like you trying to use them both at the same time, so I'm down to just using one. So consequently, I have an Anytone 868 UV up for grabs. If anybody's interested, let it go for, I think, a very reasonable price. It has the charging stand, everything that came in the box, charging stand, programming cable, battery, and what have you. So that's what I got. KC1TWR.
All right. Well, does anyone on frequency have any interest in these items? You're welcome to talk about it. No haggling over the air. Anyone want to ask any questions or have any interest in these items, please call now. This is K1DCT in the tips net. All right, well, with that, we'll make last call here. I'm going to put the stools up on the bar, turn the lights on, open the back door, and let everybody out. So, last call for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. Please come now. This is your net control, K1 Delta Charlie Tango. All right, that was last call. We had no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. I want to thank all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all that stood by while we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has a meeting on the second Tuesday of each month. Well, used to have it at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32 in Montville, but now they will have it on the air on this repeater at 7 p.m. on the second Tuesday of the month, and they're open to all interested persons, licensed or not normally, but you will need to be properly licensed to check in on the repeater. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.org. We want to thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening, 7-3. Stay safe.